Hi everyone. Yes, I am back. You are not hallucinating or having auditory hallucinations. This is the Dynamic Entrepreneur podcast and more. I should really emphasize on the and more part because this has grown and it's actually been what's hung me up for so long and I'm just going to start with that. When I started this, I really wanted to talk about marketing and helping businesses and people who wanted to follow their dreams, mainly focused around marketing, PR, so on and so forth. But it has grown into something so much more. And by that, I mean I've gone from wanting to help those who have businesses and are growing in that aspect to wanting to help those who have passions and those who are healing. And then those who are going through hard times, it's just grown massively. And it has been well over a year. I looked, my last episode was on March 6th, 2021. And not a day has gone by that I have not missed this. I have a lot to say. I may seem like a quiet person if you don't really know me, but I have a lot to say. And I thought this would be the perfect time. And we often say, there's no time like right now. But you know what? That's easier said than done until you get out of your own way. And today, thanks to some friends, hashtag do you even share, bro? You'll know who you are. I just, you know what? I'm gonna get out of my own way. And it opened a floodgate. It opened up me restarting my business again, Dynamic PR Solutions. And that has so many new facets and aspects in itself. Restarting the podcast. And being okay and open to talking about other things. We are going to keep the marketing aspect and it's going to blow your mind. You know the saying, like, think outside the box? We're just going to take that to a whole new dimension. It's a new world. Everything is new and changing. And I'm really going to hold a space and create a space where that can happen for those who, whether you're MLMs, you own a small company or a big company, or you're thinking about it, or you're interested, or you're a single service sole proprietor, it doesn't matter. Because it's the essence behind it. And then I am going to continue with the cultivated, the one about my past and how I grew up. There was a lot of interest in it, but I have done a lot of healing in the past year. And I really want to touch on that. Like, really want to touch on that because it's multifaceted. I've done a lot of healing and releasing. I want to talk about what I learned in the meantime, what I've done. How it worked for me, etc., because there's so many lessons and experiences in that in itself. And I'm also going to speak about Lexi and losing a child, especially losing a child the way we did, the healing process. I just get asked a lot of questions like, I don't know what to say and what happens. And because I've been very, very open and I've been able to interact and exchange with other moms and dads, because we often speak about the mom, but the dad also isn't very much affected by the loss of any child. And here's the main thing: any child at any age, not just babies, it can be parents, etc. So I do want to spend some time to share what I have learned around that. And in the past year, just a little bit over a year, I have gone through the process of learning about equity. And some people call it your sovereignty, being private, trusts, and all that. So I have been doing that. I won't be speaking too much about it because there's so many wonderful outlets and platforms where you can learn all that. But I have really focused on that and I'm still doing that aspect. But regardless of being private, I wanted to launch the business again and the podcast because it brings me so much joy. And it's really what I love and think about every day. And how many times a day do you think about those things that you really love? Probably very often. And are those the things that usually make it to the top of your list? That are your first to-dos, your first go-tos? Or are you like I used to be, where it always fell to the bottom? If I spent the time doing it, like actually pursuing and doing what brings me joy and happiness, it's a lot less time than the time that I spent mentally thinking about it and doing it. So that goes for if you had a dream and you want to do it, just do it. Get out of your own way. If you have a goal for fitness or whatever that thing is that you want to do, get out of your own way and just do it. Because I guarantee you the amount of time you've spent thinking about it and imagining it and charging it and making excuses, it's a lot more time and effort than what would have actually been needed to make it happen in that moment. There's nothing better. So this is just a short intro, getting my feet wet again. I'm really excited. I think this is going to roll out very different than before. I am going to be bringing on guests, speaking to other people who are pursuing their passions and who are doing the things that really bring them joy. And you know, someone's like, oh, well, you can't just do what makes you happy. Why not? At the end of the day, with everything that has happened, why not? And what I really came to realize is that what I think is the only thing that really matters. Unless and if I care what someone else says, per se, or take on their opinion, I'm just giving them my power to decide for me. When at the end of the day, aren't we capable of deciding for ourselves? Absolutely. And if this just inspires one of us to follow that and believe in ourselves, that's the kind of change that we need right now. Not only locally, not only in our personal lives, but on a global scale. And I will not be talking about what's going on. There's enough of that going around. But I do want to talk about making ourselves happy again. And if we've ever been happy, that's also a big question. Following your path. For example, for those who are like, oh, I can't start a business right now, the economy. So what? Do it. Any step forward is greater than no step at all. And I know these sound like really, really, what do you call them? Cliche quotes. But they're true. It's the truth. And, you know, I'm really glad that I stuck with it. And I have some very close friends that I have met from, I've actually never met them in person, from all over the world, who have helped me see this. And they're doing it. And I love seeing that in them. Why not share what we're doing, what we've learned? I'm just really excited for this. And I would actually love any suggestion, any topic you guys want to hear about, any questions you have. It wasn't very interactive before. However, I want this to be interactive. If I need to record an episode because a question was so lit, I like that. I've been watching some TV. It was so lit and I feel would really help, or I have, you know, messages coming through, I'm going to do that. I'm going to hit record and release that episode. Again, think outside the box has been blown away in my world. So I know this has been kind of a whirlwind of just different information. I really just wanted to say thank you, you know, for being here, for listening. I want to say thank you to myself for finally getting out of my own way so I can come back on here and do the podcast. I would actually record an episode every day. That is how much I enjoy this part of my life. I enjoy speaking to all of you, even though I don't know who's listening. And if you guys follow me on social media, which you can, you know, Instagram, Facebook, etc., you will see that our life is very active. There's lots going on. And sometimes I underestimate the value of that because it doesn't matter how much you have going on or how little. There's no right or wrong way. Just love every minute of it. So for us, for example, like we bought a property. Full reno, like there's not one square inch of that place that does not need love and attention and renovation. And we're still in the process of moving and we're doing all of these things and I'm loving every minute of it. I even decided to get out of my own way when it comes to fitness. I'm doing the 75 hard challenge. However, I tweaked it to fit my needs and my goals. And hold a specific energy of it. And I'm just, that has to go in with, you know, how I want my life to look, what brings me joy and happiness, what I've learned in healing, what I want to share and why, and what makes me get out of bed in the morning. So again, thank you for listening. I will have a more intentful, I guess, episode here soon. Please feel free to tell me what you guys want to ask. If you have any questions at all. And when I say that, I mean it. If you have a question around Lexi, but you think it might be too sensitive, ask. If you have a question around, you know, my friend lost a baby, I don't know what to say. Or, hey, I've had this idea. You can remain anonymous. I will fully respect that. Oh, well, I'm in MLM and I'm thinking of doing this and I'm struggling with this. Just ask. and we can cover it, we can talk about it. I'm an avid reader, researcher, etc. So there's literally nothing off limits, but I just want to create a space where we can facilitate open, unconditional discussion and sharing of information and really just spark joy within you and love and just do what you really, really love and what you're passionate about. So on that, I hope you guys have a fantastic day and I will be back soon.